As the new month began, there wasn't a lot to get excited about. Stocks fell off very broadly, and it was a very quiet day. There was a highlight, however, and that was Dallas-based Tenet Healthcare. They were supposed to lose money. They made money. The stock was up 21% in one day. Looks like the fix is in. The fixer's Ron Rittmeyer. He's executive chairman and CEO of Tenet and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. You know, I say the fix is in because when I think of you, I always think of the fixer. But you went into EDS and turned it around and sold it. Safety Clean, AmeriServe, Railtex. What was the West Coast? Maricel. It looks like, is the fix in at Tenet?
Well, you never want to say the fix is really in. I would say that we've improved significantly. I believe the organization has rallied around the objectives we set, which were pretty clear in terms of performance improvements and, dealing with improving our culture in terms of ownership and performance and then, repositioning the company strategically. All of those things that we said we were going to do, we've really rallied around, and we've made the first step in beginning to deliver that. So we had a good quarter.
This is such a tough business. I mean, not to say that EDS or Safety Clean or Railtex or whatever wasn't tough, but this one, on the one hand, you've got all the controversy and all the demands around healthcare, the costs, and then you're a private company competing against a whole lot of not-for-profit companies. That's not a very even playing field, is it?
Well, no. I mean, but it doesn't matter because it is what it is, right? And, at the end of the day, our mission is pretty simple. It sounds simple, and that's to deliver the best quality health care we can to our patients every time they walk through the door. When patients walk through the door, they come in fear. They have fear of a loved one, fear of themselves. It's our job to reach out, bring them in, and do what we do, which is to make them better and give them a better quality of life. So I know that sounds cliche-ish almost, but it isn't. Our people really believe in that. But that doesn't mean we should not be able to execute that and deliver that in a very efficient way. And if you do that, you can do well financially.
And how you do it, that's the change. In the old days, people you get sick, you go to the hospital, you go to the emergency room. But now they're docking boxes every place, and if you want surgery, they're back centers and knee centers and eye centers. Instead of beating them, you joined them. Talk about U.S. Surgical Partners.
Well, our ambulatory care centers, our surgery centers are a very important part of our mix. We do have 60-plus hospitals out there, broken into really what I would consider to be 10 major markets. And then we have a large number under USPI of surgery centers and non-surgical centers, which are what you call doc-in-a-box, what we would call urgent care. So we have a fair number. We just opened our 100th urgent care facility in El Paso, where I believe we have six others. So it's important. It's a very important market for us in El Paso, for example. And, the USPI program is clearly to run really high-end high acuity care surgery centers where they do their job exceptionally well. It's an exceptional team, and they have an exceptional set of doctors. So that is really what you would consider the outpatient, if you will, surgery end of the business. Hospitals still do outpatients, but surgery centers are very focused on that.
So go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say we have also a freestanding emergency departments as well. So we fit in all the categories that you might think about today in terms of you have to deliver health care where the patient is going to be. And that's really what you have to focus on.
And your job is to sustain the company and turn it around where it needs to be turned around, head it in the right direction. And it looks like you're doing that. I know you're going to sell one of the solutions, but it's Conifer out of Plano, which is very successful. But what's the end game, do you think? Does Tenet continue to be, a standalone New York Stock Exchange listed company?
Well, I think at that point, that's the game. You mentioned Conifer. Conifer is an incredibly valuable asset. We proved that this quarter. Conifer came in way over expectations. But, I have a background in services. I believe that that helps because services businesses are pretty consistent. And Conifer has taken on some new approaches, and they've done very, very well with it. So if we get the right price, it's all price-based, we would sell Conifer. If not, we're happy to continue running it because we think it's an incredibly valuable asset. Having said that, you know, I don't see anything in the short term that would say that Tenet will not be Tenet. You know, we still have USPI and Tenet, which are also in and of themselves doing very well. And so we will probably continue to be a New York-based stock exchange participant and be based in Dallas.
You know, I never thought of your businesses as all that cyclical, but I did see at least some of the analysts saying, well, some of the credit for this upside surprise in earnings comes to a severe flu season. You're not going around hoping people get sick, are you?
No, quite the contrary. I think the flu season drove a lot of business into our urgent cares. That's not a very high acuity business. While it was a lot of traffic, it is not a, it's not a very, you don't make a lot of money in the flu business. So we were there, we did what we had to do. Some of those flu cases ended up in the hospital, unfortunately, for those people. And that's obviously where, you know, the higher the acuity, which sounds terrible maybe to say, but the reality is the higher acuity, more complex the case, the more we get paid. So that is also part of our business. But the cyclical stuff I think we talk about in many cases is the first quarter does tend to be more cyclical to us, especially in the surgery area. Higher deductibles, people face those high deductibles in the beginning. So when it comes to making decisions on surgery that sometimes you don't have to make, it's something you might delay towards the end of the year. So we see usually an uptick, and that's why we talk about the cyclical side of it. Otherwise, you know, you're dealing with colds, flu, et cetera, but that is not the high acuity cases. We deal much more in the cardiac area and in trauma and other areas, and that's where I think we're the best.
And last, I'm just curious, do you have to watch politics too? You know, there was a time not that long ago when all we heard was Obamacare and the healthcare system's broken, and it was a big cause celeb for all of the politicians trying to fix the system. Are they leaving you alone right now?
Well, David, I think, you know, the government does what the government does. You know, look, I think that healthcare continues to be a source of a lot of controversy. You know, it's expensive, but remember that we also have a significant amount of uncompensated care, a lot of charitable care throughout our system. That's got to get paid somewhere. So, you know, it helps drive the cost of healthcare up. So I don't know if the government ever, if you want to say, are they leaving us alone? They're not. I don't think of it that way. I believe that we need to provide, we need to operate within the rules. And, you know, I think that the healthcare process will continue to be a source of debate for many years to come because it's not a clear, simple solution.
Ron Rittmeyer is the executive chairman, the CEO of Tenet Healthcare, the only man who follows that stock who didn't know they were supposed to lose money this quarter. It's always good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks, David. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.